Welcome to my podcast, Upbeat the Conversation with Anupriya. Today I have Shivansh with me. He was born and raised in Delhi, but now he has moved to Sydney. He has studied there and pursued his marketing over there. And now he is working a Sydney-based company as a professional salesperson. So in this episode, we spoke about mindfulness, how to practice mindfulness, how to set personal and professional goals, how to be motivated, because in this pandemic, all of us have faced a lot of challenges through our mental state. So we spoke about a lot of things related to self-help content. So make sure you watch and listen the whole episode because it is full of learnings and knowledge.
Hello, Shivansh. How are you?
Hey, Anupriya. I'm really good. How are you today?
I'm doing super amazing and very excited to record this podcast because it has been delayed for quite a long time.
I know, right? Really, really excited and grateful to be here as well.
Firstly, I love your content, your confidence and the way you motivate to the people. That's something really amazing, and even I'm learning to be on that list where I can also improve and I can be fit into that, those tips of yours. So that's just amazing. That's also helping me out for my own content creation thing. So yeah.
And I believe you're doing a great job with the podcast and your content creation. So keep at it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know about you personally because we have talked. So I want you to introduce yourself to my audience. How about let's just start from your past, how to get into all of this and from where does Sydney come into your picture?
Right. So I don't want to bore, and I want to say hi to the listeners who are watching us or listening to this. I'm not sure if you're putting it on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure it's on Spotify. So hey, everyone, I hope you all are doing great. My name is Shivansh Bhardwaj, and I was born and raised in Delhi, the Dil of India. And in 2019, I decided to pursue my master's in University of Sydney. So I've never been out of India. I was telling Anupriya before, I've never stepped foot outside of India before. It was a big change for me. I've always lived with my family, never learned how to cook. That was a big mistake. So if anyone who is listening right now, if you want to go to a different country, before you make that switch, make sure that you take away some recipes from your mom so you can actually cook. I remember throwing away food in the trash once I cooked it because it was just inedible. So one mistake that I made. 2019 in January, I decided to come to Australia to study Masters of Commerce at University of Sydney. And I just graduated in January this year. And since then, I've been working in a company based out of Sydney as a professional salesperson. And I've also been awarded Best Salesperson of the Week twice across Australia based on the quality of my sales. And yes, I'm not telling this to boast, but I'll touch base on this, why I'm mentioning about this when we go further into this podcast. And talking about my content creation journey, so when I moved to Australia in 2019, as I mentioned, it was my first time living on myself, by myself. So I came here in January, and in March, it was my 21st birthday. I was feeling a bit homesick, my honeymoon period was over. I was done with Sydney for a while. I started missing home and my family and my friend members. I always wanted to become a YouTube star. So on my 21st birthday, on 18th March 2019, I decided to give myself the freedom to take the leap of faith into content creation. And I created my first video that was me not knowing anything about content creation, anything. If you watch my first video on YouTube, you'll just see that I'm, just me blabbering. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I just wanted to do it just for the sake of it, because a lot of times we get so engulfed by the fear of judgment, what my uncle, what my friends, what the society is going to say when we show our face or when we put out our voice, when we put out our thoughts. Even now, like, you know, Anupriya and I are talking, probably you're listening. But when I started, I was like, why would someone listen to me? And if they do, are they going to judge me for that? But at the end of the day, after 2 years, I've realized it doesn't matter, because we all have some thoughts, we all have some opinions, we have some knowledge within us that we have gained in our personal life, and you know, we should be sharing that if it helps someone. So that's how I got started in those 9 minutes, and my video is called Leap of Faith. That's the first piece of content that I ever created. It is titled Leap of Faith. Since then, I've created videos on Instagram, TikTok, I think probably Reels and stuff, and I think in combined of all the social media platforms, they have more than 3.5 million views by now. I've created, you know, a community on Instagram of 3,000 people who have been watching my work, appreciating it, learning from it. And likewise, that I have also met some amazing people myself through content creation that I've networked with, learned from, and grew together. So that's a bit all around the place introduction. I'll be honest with you all, I've taken a pause on my content creation game, so it's been a while since I've done a podcast and been on the speaking side of it, so I'm probably gonna be a bit rough around the edges, but still excited.
But that's, you know, I like this thing about you, that you started from somewhere and you didn't, you know, lose hope, and you just continued it. And now right. You're focusing only and only on one platform, but you are creating amazing content. Like, oh my God, I'm loving it. A lot of people are going to love it. And yeah, so my next question to you is, why is a positive mindset so important to succeed in life? Like, you know, people keep on saying to you that, you know, you have to be calm from here, then we are going to success. And why? These days, so this is something very common. Sabhi positive ke baare mein baat karte hain, aur sab aajkal bahut positive ho chuke. So I want to know this reason, that how it takes you to your success.
Right, and I think we pretty much everyone listening to this podcast episode knows that positive mindset, having a positive you know, attitude is important, because let's face it, nothing good comes out if you're stressed, worried, thinking negatively. And at this point, I do want to mention, I took a screenshot of the Cambridge definition of attitude, and I want to read it out. So the definition of attitude is a feeling or an opinion about something or someone. So essentially, attitude means that it's your feeling or an opinion about something or someone, which means that the way that Anupriya would look at something might be different than how I would look at, because our opinions could be different. Yeah. Now, where I'm going with this is that we probably have heard that it's not the situation that is good or bad, it's our attitude towards it. So how we feel about it, what is our opinion towards it, is what actually matters at the end of the day, right? So why attitude is so important? If you, Anupriya, have you heard of Earl Nightingale? Do you know Earl Nightingale? Right, so it's even before Bob Proctor or Tony Robbins. Like, I think it was 1940s or 50s, after Napoleon Hill wrote his book Think and Grow Rich. So Earl Nightingale is one of the thought leaders in personal development, and he has written some great books. And one of the programs that he had is called Lead the Field, and I highly recommend everyone listening to this right now, go to YouTube, it's available for free, and you know, watch that. Earl Nightingale is one of the person that I have learned a lot from, and I attribute a lot of my personal development, my transformation, to him. And he said that, you know, one of the biggest component to become successful in your life is to have a positive attitude. Now, why is it important? Let's face it, we all will have setbacks, we all will have failures, we all will have we probably might lose someone who we love, we might fail in our business, we might lose our job. These are part of the processes, it's going to happen. But you also go and read the biography of any successful person, and you would know that they have failed more times than yes. most of the people have ever tried, right? So why didn't they give in when let's take an example of Elon Musk, one person that I look up to, right? And when he was creating SpaceX, his rocket trial launches all were a total failure. Like, you know, they just blasted off, they were unsuccessful. What made him keep going on? Probably like he knew that failures are a part of life. That's how we learn, you know, trial and experiment. So with attitude, what I believe is that, you know, we all will face some setbacks, failures in our life, but the way we approach them is going to define that how we take the rest of our life and move away or on from it. Now, how you can do it, I think, like, we all know that positive mindset is important, but how can we actually develop the habit of having a positive attitude or a mindset? Now, we got to realize that it's a habit. Just like, you know, I have a habit of eating sugar because I'm from Delhi and I used to eat a lot of Besan Ke Laddu. And as a kid, I used to eat a lot of biscuits. So it's a habit now that I love sugar. I'm trying to quit it. It's a habit that I have built over a period of time. I know it's unhealthy, right? Sugar does more damage to your brain, your body than most of the other food. It's a bad habit that I have. Now, if I have to change it, what's the first step? The first step is realizing that there is something fundamentally wrong with me eating sugar excessively. It's me becoming aware that, you know, I need to change this habit. So for everyone listening to this right now, I want you to become self-aware that, are you thinking positively or negatively throughout your day? Have a reflection, reflect back upon your day, last week, last month, last 1 year, major events that happened in your life, good or bad, especially bad, and how did you react to them? And if your answer is that you usually were, focused too much on the negative outcomes, then you know that there is a problem. That's a bad habit that you have built. You realize that, you're aware. Now the second step will come to change that habit. So a lot of us are not even aware. It blows my mind away that we're not even aware that usually we might have built this habit. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, something happens. I'll give this example, which is very, very stupid if I say, but it's a great example to explain it. Last year I was cooking something, and as mentioned, I'm not a good chef, and I think I was making pasta. So I put the pan top, it's a glass top on the pan, sauce pan, and I dropped it on the floor. It shattered. The glass was everywhere. Now, I remember that if it would have happened to me 3 years ago, I would have gone crazy. I would be like, I can't cook for staff. Like, this is so bad. Now I've got to clean this up. Everything that comes with it, like the bad stuff. But you know what I did last year? I was like, I just laughed at it. It's like, wow, another mess to make. And again, I will say this is a stupid thing, but in our life, something small as that, you know, running late, you missed a bus, or you couldn't, do something that you wanted to do, very small things might lead to you going into that zone where you just start thinking of all the negative things. So start by small little things that you believe that you're thinking negatively upon. And the second thing I would recommend is that take a piece of paper and a pen after this podcast and write down 100 things, as many as you can, that you love about yourself. About yourself, not anyone else, because it starts from within. If you want to be a positive person, you know, I want to be a positive person. I want to love myself. I want to know the good things about me. Then I will have that sense of self-acceptance that when I talk to Anupriya, you know, I feel comfortable with myself. Then I can bring the best in any person that I talk to because I've brought the best about myself. Take a piece of paper and pen. You guys will be amazed to know that what are the good things about you? What do you like? You know, anything. Anupriya, let's take this as an example. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to embarrass you. Give us 5 things that you love about yourself. And, you know.
I think I'm very confident. Second, right. I'm very adjusting towards things. Third is I'm a fun, happy kid. I cannot be sad for a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. Four. I love the way I live because I have chosen this way of living. So if I'm, you know, overwhelmed with the work, but at the end of the day, I am very happy. Yeah. Fifth, that the values are within me. So I just love those values. So yeah, these are the 5 things.
That's amazing. See, I'm so impressed that you had five things you know about, you love about yourself from the get-go. So, you know, we all have very great attributes. We have some certain good things going on about ourselves, but we don't spend time thinking about it.
Yes.
So take a piece of paper and a pen, and once you run out of ideas, like a good things, values, stuff, even something like, you know, I really love the way that I make an extra effort to make my bed in the morning. Something small as that, something positive, right? Like, not a lot of people do that. I do that. It's something that I love about myself. So take a piece of paper and pen and write down the good things about yourself. It starts from within. Charity begins at home. If you want to be a positive person around other people, you need to be a positive person within yourself. And once
yes.
you do write those 100 things, it, like, trust me, if you try this, if you practice this, you will just start feeling happy. Like,
yes.
you know, right? Like, it's just the same way that if I'm complimenting Anupriya or anyone who is listening to me right now, if I start complimenting you, like I was like, Anupriya, you have a great smile, which you do, right? If I'm complimenting you, you will feel happy about it. Now, it works the same way if we are doing it to ourselves, if we are complimenting ourselves, if you're finding the good things. And that is when you make that switch, okay, I got to start thinking positively about myself. So take a piece of paper and pen. This isn't homework. I'll be giving you the homework. Anupriya thought I was a professor. I had to correct her that I was a salesperson. So I'll be donning the hat of being
yeah.
a professor in this podcast. I'll be giving you some homework, but I want this podcast to be very interactive and, you
yes.
know, very useful, that you actually do certain stuff that brings in real results and you're not just listening to it. So first thing is that I want you all. The second thing is that once you have done that to yourself, now look around you. We are a product of our surrounding,
yes,
of our environment.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. You know, of the people that I surround myself with, I'll pick up their habits. I'll pick up the things that they do, how they do it. Now, if you find yourself stuck within a group of people, your close friends, your family members, who are positive, who are happy all the time, who see things beautifully, you know, you will start thinking the same way. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure all of us heard this cliche line, you're a product of five people that you surround yourself with. Write down the names of those five people that you talk to the most and see if they are happy, if they're a positive person, what sort of mindset do they have? And I do understand that it's hard to change our friend circle if we have been friends with them for a long time. But if you believe that there is someone who is always nagging, who is always bringing the negative stuff, the bad side of any of the things, I'm not saying cut that relationship off, but start spending less time with them. Have a word with them. Tell them, okay, you know, like, let them also see the good side of thinking positively. But if that doesn't happen, you gotta get out of there. You gotta get, you know, safeguard your own energy, because it's not doing you any good.
Because, you know, at the end, growth matters the most. And if you're spending quality time with the people who have something knowledge and you're gaining something out of that, I think that's what matters the most in our life. And I really like that part of yours where you were just telling about the learning part, you know, start writing about the five things which you... And I have seen people who literally don't know what they love about themselves, what they like. Like, which color, which food, they are like, okay, whatever you like, I also like that.
Right.
So 90% of the people are like in this mindset that, you know, I would not just say it in a very wrong manner, in a very negative manner, but yes, I've seen this in my friend circle also. They are chasing, you know, they are not accepting themselves,
leading.
But they are chasing, yeah, because
right.
they have to be into that group, or I don't know, for that surrounding, for why, but they
yeah.
are constantly doing it, and the social media has also led it to the very negative manner.
100%. And you know what, I was thinking about it a couple of months ago, and what I realized after reading a couple of books, which said that an adult has already made some paradigms about the way that world works.
Yes.
Now, those paradigms are built by the age, if I'm not wrong, I read this research somewhere that said, you build some paradigms about the world by the age you're 9 or 10.
Hmm.
9 or 10, that's when you have built certain beliefs about the world, what is right, what
yes.
is wrong, what the society
yes.
expects you to do,
yes.
in which situation you should be happy, where you should behave properly and whatnot. So I think, like, that's one of the reasons that people, you know, like, for maybe for us, once we break through there, we might look at a person, we can't understand why that person is still stuck there. But for them, maybe that's what I said, like the first thing is becoming self-aware. If you're not self-aware that there is something needs to be changed, if I tell you something, you wouldn't actually listen to it. So you have to have that introspection or self-reflective attitude first to see what are the things going wrong and then start doing the right things. The next thing, like I'll repeat that again, like surround yourself with positive people, happy people. It's I believe, like for me, it could be just me, having a friend circle, close friend circle of, you know, just two people or three people who are highly positive, who talk and discuss ideas, who discuss, you know, great things about life, is much better than having 10 people where you feel that you want to fit in and you do things that you don't really want to do it because, you know, you don't want to be alone. So I believe, like, just personally, I would still say that it's better to have fewer friends who are amazing or great, who are positive, as compared to having 10 people, just that superficial relationship with the friends.
I'm really, really, I'm like, hey, Shivansh, I think that, you know, I'm seeing that another version of my own self. I don't know, like I used to surround myself with 30 people on my birthday. There was a huge party, but now I think I've changed so much after the college and stuff like that, that now I have very small circle, but that circle is really very, the people who are very informative, people who discuss ideas, and I am self-aware about my own self. So that is the self-discovery which I've learned.
Great, so, that's amazing. I'm really happy that you did it, and more people need to be doing that.
I think that, you know, that's why I just get connected with you, because I just feel that, you know, we can just vibe together. We have that same mindset.
That's a very great case in point. Is it called point in case? It's a very great example. You know, once you do feel that you might not have that many friends, so social media has given you that opportunity to look and go beyond the immediate friend circle, and then, you know, find people, network with people who you believe have the similar values, belief systems, who look at things the way you do. And even if you can't meet, even if you're in different states, you know, having a conversation with them that uplifts you, that puts you in the right frame of mind, is much better than having a conversation with someone that is draining, physically and emotionally draining you. So it's very imperative, like, and given the example of Anupriya and even I, that you cut yourself out of those superficial or, you know, relationships that are pulling you down, and start finding more people that you want to be associated with. And then also before that, as I said, like, this is stepwise. You first need to realize what is wrong, become self-aware. The second thing is you start behaving and positively yourself. You know your positive traits. And then the third one is that you surround yourself with positive people, because if you're negative yourself and you're trying to, you know, find those positive people, what they will do is that they will think that you fall into that category that they want to get rid of. So you wouldn't be able to associate with them. So it's, I believe, like, it's a step-by-step process. Now, the fourth thing that I will recommend people is practicing gratitude.
Right? I think, like, we are on same page. Like, I was about to say this and you just said that.
Yeah. As I say, great minds think alike. So a little pat on our back for both of us. Just joking, everyone who's listening to us, just joking. So the fourth one is practicing gratitude. You know, I believe that when you practice, and I think there was a research that said when you practice gratitude, your stress hormones, I think, which is cortisol, gets reduced. Think about it. If you're appreciating the beauty of something, I love sunsets. I am a huge fan of pretty sunsets. Just watching the, you know, the string of different colors spread in the sky when the sun sets, it's amazing. I always appreciate that. And when I do, I rarely feel nervous and anxious. Any negative thought that I might have in that day when I'm appreciating something, could be anything. If you appreciate your parents, if you appreciate the good food that you just had, if you appreciate, you know, very basic things, even the shelter that we have taken for granted, how many people don't have that? Once you do start appreciating these little things in your life, you see the positive. There is no way that you're appreciating something, you're grateful to something, and you're feeling negative, you're having, worry or the negative emotions in yourself. And this is research back. So start practicing attitude. What you can do is every morning in your morning routine, think about the positive things, you know, have a gratitude journal if you might, or even if you don't have, just, you know, thanking anything, can be a great way of putting the right mood. Now, the fifth point is start the day right. Now, once you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is go and reach out to your phone and start looking at Instagram, the news and everything. You know, as Anupriya was mentioning about her phone addiction as well, I believe like phone or social media or anything news in the morning will probably hamper your mood for the whole day. So what I do, this is what I do. And again, very funny, I wake up in the morning, I have a big mirror in my room, I go in front of that, I just say like, good morning, you know, I appreciate some things, and I go like, this is gonna be an amazing day. I just say that to myself. Now, we gotta realize that, you know, if you have a habit of negative thinking, it's not gonna change by itself. You gotta take some active actions. You can't be sitting on the backseat. You have to say positive stuff to yourself. You know, today is gonna be an amazing day. Look at the weather, anything good, just smile looking at yourself in the morning. You know, this mind, I used to think about it, positive affirmations. I used to think like, this is horseshit. Like, this can't be true. But believe me, after trying them, I do think they're important, because once you start saying these positive affirmations to yourself enough, they go and get instilled in your subconscious mind, where you no longer need to say them because it's just a part of you. I'm pretty sure Anupriya, now, like, you don't need to remind yourself of the positive things. You come across as a highly positive person, but it's just the way you are right now, because it's maybe in your subconscious mind. But if you are trying to get rid of the negative thinking mindset, you need to take some actions right on, like in the morning when you start your day, just saying, you know, today is going to be amazing. They're just reminding yourself all the things that you want to be grateful for. So I would say, like, these are some of the things that you can do to start practicing positive attitude or having positive attitude.
My question to you is that even I also do this kind of things, and I think this has changed my life like completely. From how long you're practicing this thing, mindfulness, gratitude, and aware about your own self? So
I would say it's like a snowball effect. It started when I created my first piece of content, because as I mentioned, it was a personal development project for me. I wanted to improve myself, so it was just one little step that I took for my personal development, and just like a snowball effect, it accumulated over time. I was hungry for more knowledge. I was hungry to learn more, to associate with more positive people, people that I can learn from. And over time, it just accumulated. So I would say, like, in the last 20 months is when I have had the biggest change in my personal life, that I've become, you know, much better than what I used to be. And this is a great question that you asked, just on a different tangent. It doesn't happen overnight. Like, if you listen to this episode and if you're stuck in negative thinking, trust me, if you do the things that I'm telling you for a week, it wouldn't happen, because a week as compared to however old you are is nothing. Like, if I'm 21 years old and I today decide that I'm going to start thinking positively, if I do it for 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, it's nothing compared to 21 years of my life that I've been thinking negatively. So it takes time, and having that patience is important.
But you have changed your habits, your beliefs, and that's how you have become. So first step which you did was you're changing your habits. And I would recommend to each and every one, whosoever is listening, whosoever is watching, to the YouTube viewers or to the audio listeners, please try to change your habits and your belief system. Look around the way you want to live. And one more question I have to ask you, that how to find the purpose of life? I'm asking you this question because I came across to thousands of people who doesn't know what they want to do in their life. You know, they're just escaping. Because main shaadi nahi karni, chalo main job kar leti. But end goal kya hai, they doesn't know about that. Aimless log hote hain. I'm not saying that in a very negative manner, but how can someone be so aimless? Like, you don't see yourself anywhere.
Right. I think it starts with, again, like, being self-aware that, you know, do we have an aim in life, or are we just going by the flow of it? So I believe, like, if you don't have an aim, then life is just like happening to you. I think Tony Robbins said it, like, life doesn't happen to you, life happens for you, something on those lines. So if you don't have an aim or a bigger goal, like, you don't know where you want to go, you don't have something that you're so passionate about, that's all what you see every morning that you wake up, or, you know, like that's an all-consuming vision that you have. So it's okay. Like I would say, like more than 1,000, like a lot of people, I myself didn't have a vision 2 years ago. And it's okay not to have a vision or a purpose right now. And I believe there could be two reasons. One, you never thought about it. Like you never gave a thought on having a life purpose or a bigger calling. Second, that you tried and you couldn't find. I believe like these could be two things, that you never thought about it, never tried. You tried, but you were like, I don't know, how do I find my life purpose? You tried, but you read something, you watched some YouTube videos, how to find life purpose. You did a Google search and all in vain. So I believe like the first group that have never tried, you know, I recommend you to do it. For the people who have tried it and failed, this is one of the things that helped me find my purpose. And it's a lot of things, actually, to be honest. It's a reiterative process, I believe. Like I'm still trying to find what exactly, but I have some, you know, framework in my mind, some blueprint in my mind. So there was this book called Ikigai. Have you read that?
I am reading that.
So, amazing. Have you come across that diagram yet?
That circle, which indicates how to be a very happy person, happy life.
The four circles, actually. So I'll tell you. Yeah. So Ikigai, I think it's like the Japanese way of living, if I'm not wrong. So in Ikigai, there was a framework that you can use to find your life purpose. So after this episode, if you're listening to us, go to YouTube or Google, or if you can, pick the book and read it. So very briefly, there are four circles or four things that you can do. So first is, what do you love? Now, on a piece of paper and pen, again, I'm a huge believer of writing stuff down, otherwise we forget. Write down the things that you love. For me, it is speaking, right? I love speaking. And sometimes so much that I might, forget that we have a time constraint on this podcast. And I would keep rambling. That's me. Like I love talking. I love meeting new people, right? I love sales because sales falls in what I do. I love watching sunsets. I'm just giving you examples. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be necessarily with your career. Just write down anything you love. Maybe baking is one of your things that you love. You're not good at it, but you love it. Now, the second point is, what you're good at. Now, not all the things that you love doing could be things you're good at, right? I for an example, I love dancing. I absolutely love dancing, but I dance like a monkey gone wild. I'm not sure if you dance like a monkey like me, but like
I dance, but I don't dance like a monkey in front of everyone, because then right, people just make fun of me.
Right. And that's me, right? I love dancing, but I know I'm not good at it. Right, it's something that I love, but doesn't fall into what I'm good at. Now, I love speaking, and I know that I'm probably better at speaking than, you know, an average person. So there's some overlap there. Now, the third circle says what you can get paid for. Now, what you can get paid for is anything, like, you know, for me, I'll just keep giving my example. I know I can get paid for speaking by conducting master classes, workshops, teaching people how to speak, public speaking, that's what I do, or choosing a profession that is very close to what I love and what I'm good at, that is speaking, which is sales. In sales, you're talking to people, right? And I know I love that. I know I'm good at that. Will I get paid for it? Yes, I will, because that's a career. So you're trying to find the overlaps. The fourth circle is what the world needs, right? So you can get paid for something, but if the world doesn't need it enough, you might not make a good living out of it. You might love something, but you can maybe not get paid for it. So it's very hard to explain this diagram, if you're not looking at the visual of it, of the diagram, but this is the gist of it. So you find something that falls under all of these four circles, that something that you love doing, something that you're good at, what you can get paid for, and what the world needs. For me, I love speaking. I know I'm good at it. I can get paid for it. And world needs salespeople. Like sales is one of the oldest career, and it always will be. That's me. That's how I found my career, or like, you know, purpose in the bigger life. So just one of the frameworks that you can use. The other one is something similar, but it's a 3x3 table. So three columns and three rows. First row is, again, you write what you love doing. So write down three things in that row, what you love doing. XYZ for, let's take an example. Anupriya, let's take an example of you. Tell me three things you love doing.
I think creating content, talking to people, building network, and working on my own self-growth.
Amazing. So these are the three things that you love doing. Now, what the second thing is, what other people think that I'm great at. Now, this is the second row. The second row's heading is that what are the things that other people think that I'm good at? Other people, considering your close family, friend members who know you well. Now, what you can do is write a WhatsApp or a text message to your close friends and ask them, hey, Shreesh, what are the top three things that I'm great at? What do you think I'm good at? Ask them, because maybe you don't realize that there is something you're good at. For you, it could be, but someone thinks that you're good at. So ask 10 or 20 people, close friends and family members, what are the three things that they believe you're good at? And once you have certain responses, find the common things, put them in that table again. So three things other people think you're good at. The first one is love doing, what I'm good at. And the third one is, wow, I have a memory of a golden fish.
You got that.
Yeah, I forgot that.
That's okay. It's okay. So I think this is how the people can find the purpose of their life.
Right. So the gist being, just find some patterns. So if you just look at it from your perspective, it's you don't have a framework. But if you have a framework in front of you, you find patterns and commonalities. Okay, this is something I love. People think I'm good at. I can get paid for. And you can then, when you look at it from a bird's eye, you can actually find certain things that are common.
Yeah, so I think that's a very good manner of explaining things, at how you can find the purpose and how you can start loving your own self. Thank you, Shivansh, for explaining everything in a very detailed manner about the personal growth, about the personal development, self-love, awareness, and belief system, habits. I have learned a lot of things from you personally. And I want you to give one life advice to the listeners.
Right, a life advice. Okay, so I'm just 23 years old, so a life advice coming from a 23 year old, take it with a grain of salt. But I would just say the biggest thing that has helped me develop in my personal life was just getting over the fear of judgment, just getting over what others are thinking about me, of me, just having free myself from those shackles has helped me to just launch myself in my personal development journey. And it's easier said to be done. We are always afraid of what others are thinking about us, but I've realized that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You should be living life on your own term and not by being too afraid of what your friends, what your family members are gonna think of it. If there is something that you want to do, go do it. And if you fail at it, it's not the end of life. It's just one of the things that you tried and you failed at. You learned some lessons from it. And next time you go and do something, you're going to use those lessons and this confidence that you have gained in that first try of trying something when the wind was against you is going to help you in that next try. And maybe you fail in the next one as well. I hope you don't. If you fail in that one, try the next time. That's why, after reading a lot of biographies, autobiographies of successful person, the one thing that I've learned is that they were not afraid of making mistakes. They were not afraid of failures. They were not afraid of what people are going to think about them. They were just so obsessed with their vision, with what they wanted to do, that they went ahead, did it anyway, failed or not, but learned from it. And, it's not if you lose a round. It's like a boxing match. It's not if you lost the first round. It's how are you going to end that fight? So you still have, as long as you still have the fight inside you, it doesn't matter if you lost the first round, the second one, the third one. As long as you don't give up, if you think positively, if you learned your lessons from it and you're humble, in your victories, in your defeat, you'll reach there. That's what I think about it.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Even I have practicing this thing for quite a long time. And I've learned this thing that earlier I used to plan my goal, this year I would do this. Is saal se pehle aisa to karna hi karna hai. Aise to hona hi hona hai. 30 saal se pehle ye sari cheez achieve karni. 25 se pehle ye sara sab kuch karna hai. But I think from 6 months, I have learned this thing, and which I really love, is that now I have left things in their own way. Let them flow. No, I'll get the direction. Just keep on working. Don't plan out things because life is unpredictable. I even don't know that tomorrow if I'm going to wake up or not. So how about living at this moment and enjoying this moment and be fearless? So that's what I have learned.
I love that.
Thank you. It was amazing conversation with you. Like, I would really, really love to meet you in person and would love to talk to you for a lot of things. I really have learned a lot of things from you. And I was following you since quite a long time on social media. So I keep on watching all of your episodes and everything, all of your reels.
Thank you.
That's just amazing. Keep up the good work. You're doing wonderful. And this episode is just literally wow. Even my mind is open because it was just, I was just, you know, into my own space. But now I am more like, you know, diversifying into my own zone, into my own thoughts. That's what
I love hearing that. And I really want to thank you for being a great host as well. And I want to tell this to the people who are listening to us who probably haven't recorded a podcast episode or who didn't have like an interview sort of thing happening. A lot of times if your host or the person asking the questions, you know, doesn't make you feel at ease, but I would personally wouldn't like, you know, feel as comfortable as I was. So Anupriya, thank you so much for just, you know, welcoming me with a smile and for your great questions and just having a very positive vibe around you throughout the podcast. It just made me want to share more as happily as I could. So you're doing a great job. And one last note for the listeners, thank you so much if you have listened to the entire podcast. I appreciate you taking out your time. I hope you learned something out of it. I'm more than happy to, you know, connect with you. Feel free to reach out on my Instagram.
Yes.
My Instagram is my uncooked thoughts. If you want to have a conversation, if you want to ask any questions, I love connecting with like-minded people and would love to know what's the best thing that you learned from this episode. And thanks again, Anupriya.
Yeah, so I'm going to link all of your social media handles into this description box below. So I hope people are going to reach out to you for the public speaking. Whosoever is, you know, afraid about that and they're just not confident. So I'm sure you're going to get a bulk of messages because I know a lot of people who really need this. So thank you for being such an amazing speaker because you are just doing amazing the life. Stay safe, stay healthy, take care. Bye guys.